From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, October 14th. Coming up, we'll hear about a new federal grant to help fight human trafficking in central Illinois from officials with the Center for Prevention of Abuse in Peoria. But first, these headlines. Illinois has reached another grim milestone in the fight against the coronavirus. More than 9,000 people have died from COVID-19. Hannah Meisel has more.
Since Illinois' first known COVID-19 death was reported in mid-March, 9,026 Illinoisans have now died from the disease. The state is reporting a couple hundred additional probable deaths from COVID-19. In the past month, the average number of deaths reported each day is higher than what was reported during the summer months, but not as high as when Illinois hit its first peak in the spring. More than half of the state's coronavirus deaths are among residents of long-term care facilities, but COVID deaths in nursing homes only account for a tenth of total infections statewide. Public health officials warn Illinois' case count is on the rise, just as flu season picks up. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Meanwhile, the seven-day positivity rate for the state is at 4.5%, up nearly a full percentage point from 1 week ago. Champaign County reported 43 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. There are currently 306 active cases in the county, continuing a decline since Friday. Both candidates in the 13th Congressional District played to organize labor during a debate held last night in Normal. During a discussion on climate change policy, Republican Representative Rodney Davis says he favors an all-of-the-above energy portfolio.
I want to save good-paying union jobs at the coal plants in Coffeen and Kincaid, Illinois, and the nuclear facility in Clinton, Illinois.
Democrat Betsy Dirksen-Londrigan calls for federal investment to improve wind and solar technology.
These are the jobs of the future. We want to make sure that these good union jobs that people can raise their families on, that is happening here in Illinois, and take that as a role model for the rest of the nation.
Londrigan says Davis was wrong to vote against returning to the Paris Climate Accords, which she says gives the U.S. a seat at the table for change. Davis says the accords failed to hold other countries equally accountable for harmful emissions. Preliminary state data shows the opioid epidemic is worsening in Illinois, and those at greatest risk of an overdose are black men in their 50s. Illinois Newsroom's Christine Herman reports.
The trends in Illinois differ from what's happening nationally. The most recent CDC report on the issue shows that nationwide, the highest rate of opioid overdose deaths occurs among white people in their 20s and 30s. Elise Wessel, an addiction medicine doctor at Carle Hospital, says ERs across the state are seeing more than 2,000 overdose visits every month.
And this is an increase of 30 to 40% over 2019, which itself was the highest year in record.
Wessel says most people with an opioid use disorder do not receive life-saving medications to treat addiction, and that greater efforts to educate physicians and the public and address the persistent stigma could help close that treatment gap. I'm Christine Herman, Illinois Newsroom.
Still to come, we hear about a new grant to help fight human trafficking in central Illinois. That's next on 217 Today.
IllinoisNewsroom.org is your source for news about education, the environment, health, politics, and more from WILL. Now you can receive our stories directly in your inbox. Sign up for our weekly newsletter at IllinoisNewsroom.org for stories you can't find anywhere else in central Illinois. Another service from WILL, your source for quality, trusted journalism.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. A $750,000 federal grant will expand anti-trafficking efforts in 46 central Illinois counties, including Champaign County. The Illinois State Police coordinates law enforcement efforts, while the Center for Prevention of Abuse in Peoria heads up victim services responses for the Central Illinois Human Trafficking Task Force. Tim Shelley spoke with the center's executive director, Carol Myrna, and Sarah Seafried, their human trafficking department director, about what the expansion means.
This is going to allow us to serve a greater population, a larger population, and bring vital client services and protections that survivors of human trafficking deserve. So we are particularly excited to be able to receive this grant. We feel very fortunate, and we're looking forward to putting it into action.
I don't know, Sarah, if you want to expound a little bit, because I know human trafficking's already been a priority for the center for quite some time, but what does the grant allow you to do that you couldn't do before, or how does it allow you to do it better?
Yeah, so, you know, we opened our human trafficking division in January of 2018, and our priorities from the beginning were to build community partnerships and really strategize with key stakeholders on how we could enhance our community's capacity to provide services to this population. And so what this grant allows us to do is expand our victim service population, so be able to expand our services to survivors of both sex and labor trafficking, as well as coordinate with law enforcement and other key stakeholders to identify victims as well as prosecute the offenders. So it really is a collaboration, a partnership through the U.S. Attorney's Office and the state police.
So does it usually start with a survivor of trafficking comes to you, says, I need help, and then you help them get involved with the police and the criminal justice process, or does it work the other way around, or a little bit of both?
Our referrals come from a variety of places, so we certainly get a lot from law enforcement, hospitals and other medical providers, social service agencies. We get referrals from the community as well. So the goal would be there will be no wrong door for a survivor to reach out for help, and if they do reach out for help, that all of our key stakeholders within our service territory will know to call our organization to get that help started.
So can you talk a little bit maybe about some of the survivors you've already helped in the past?
Well, we've been fortunate enough to provide services to over 75 individuals within the last 2 years of opening this division. Our youngest was 11 when she was being trafficked. She was a victim of sex trafficking by a family member. Her mother provided her to a landlord for sexual services. And our oldest client came about from a referral from federal law enforcement. She was actually our oldest client at 62. And she was a victim of labor trafficking through the number one venue currently for our state, which is domestic servitude. So she was held basically as a household slave for 7 years by her employers, forced to perform domestic chores.
That's Sarah Seafried, Human Trafficking Department Director and Executive Director Carol Myrna with the Center for Prevention of Abuse in Peoria, discussing a new federal grant to expand anti-trafficking efforts in central Illinois. They spoke with Tim Shelley. And finally, the National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory for much of central Illinois today. Shambana weather meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we could see wind gusts of up to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Look for mostly sunny skies with a high of 80 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Charlie Schlenker, Christine Herman, and Tim Shelley. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.